This is the NetGroup Investments Insights podcast, where one or more of our experts explores a variety of views and insights that investors care about. Welcome to a new episode of the NetGroup Investments Insights podcast. My name is Luthando Mzilikazi, Regional Sales Head for Gauteng. And today I will be discussing a topic that is top of mind for many South Africans, the impact of the proposed VAT increase on investors in South Africa. I'll break down the various layers of impact for investors, but also outline actionable strategies to safeguard your hard-earned savings. During the recent 2025 budget speech, the finance minister proposed a phased increase in the standard value-added tax. This means VAT could increase to 15.5% effective from 1 May 2025 and to 16% 1 April 2026. The measure would aim to bolster fiscal stability amid a sluggish economy and rising public debt. For the average South African, however, the VAT increase poses significant challenges to their cost base, investment portfolios, and purchasing power. Now, let's break down the impact on investors. First, investors will feel this impact on their cost base. The VAT increase directly raises the cost of VAT-rated goods and services, which accounts for about 43% of household expenditure. Pre-retirement investors and retirees with a relatively fixed income may face heightened financial strain as a result. For example, a consumer spending 25,000 Rand per month on VAT-rated items will pay 3,875 Rand per month in VAT from May 2025, which will increase to 4,000 Rand per month in April of 2026. Second, while non-discretionary expense items like utilities, healthcare, and basic groceries remain unaffected, the proposed increase would be in addition to annual increases applied to other essential expense items as well. These include the hike in electricity, fuel, medical aid, and education costs, amongst others. These items have all jumped at a pace beyond the expected inflation rate for 2025. These increases will ultimately result in reduced retirement contributions, which, according to the National Treasury, has already fallen by 2.8% in quarter one of 2024 alone. Reduced contributions pose a threat to long-term wealth accumulation and may be an early indicator of increased longevity risk for future retirees. Finally, the VAT increase has an impact on purchasing power of invested capital. The potential VAT hike adds around 0.3% to headline inflation, when Nedbank's inflation expectations for 2025 lands between 3.1% for quarter one and 5.1% by the end of quarter four. So in practical terms, a retiree with 3 million rand in savings loses 120,000 rand worth of purchasing power in just 1 year alone. So what can investors do to minimize the negative impact of the proposed policy changes like VAT on one, their cost base, two, their retirement contribution levels, and three, their purchasing power? Step one, to limit the impact of the proposed increase on your cost base, you would need to adjust your spending. First, trim discretionary expenses and then prioritize essentials. Once you have adjusted your revised budget, assess whether your contributions towards your retirement are sufficient to live the same lifestyle as you do now into retirement. And if not, increased contributions becomes your third priority. Step two, to avoid reducing your retirement contributions, leverage tax-efficient vehicles. Increase your contributions in either a tax-free investment account or a retirement annuity annually to offset any annual tax increase which would impact your current and future expenditure negatively. These products are a powerful mechanism for saving towards a comfortable retirement and more immediately assist in reducing your overall tax burden despite this and any future VAT increase. Step three, from a protecting your purchasing power perspective, you may look to invest in multi-asset funds as they invest across multiple instruments, across multiple countries, with exposure to multiple currencies. This diversification limits the impact of a policy change on any asset held by the fund, whilst aiming to outperform inflation after investment fees. Great examples of these funds include the Netgroup Investments Opportunity Fund, which forms part of our flagship fund range, and the Netgroup Investments Core Diversified Fund, which is a passive multi-asset fund. Both these funds have helped their investors reliably outpace the impact of inflationary increases, as well as the rand depreciation against global currencies over time. Final step is to consult a financial planner at least once a year for tailored financial advice and execution. They are key in building resilient financial strategies that withstand economic changes, reducing the burden of these changes on your hard-earned money. That's all for today's episode of our Investments Insights podcast. I hope you found the information useful. Until next time, keep safe and keep investing. This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.